صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today inshallah azza wa jalla I'll be presenting you with a great historical event in the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now in the history of Islam and the history of other nations, we learn about, we hear about battles where a battalion would go and they'd reach a certain place. But have you ever heard such a battalion, such an army who go and whilst they're traveling, people are becoming their devotees and people accepting their religion on their hands. Today inshallah we'll be listening how Sayyidina Ali and his battalion, when they're on their way to Maqami Sifan, they came across such a land which there was no sign of water. So they reached this land and stopped as they were in search of water, but there was no sign of where they could get water from. A monk from one of the churches, he came out and he said, if you were to travel 14 kilometers, if you were to go to this destination that is 14 kilometers away, you'll be able to find some water. So some of the companions of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, some who were part of the battalion, they said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, allow us to go and we'll retrieve this water. So what did Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala do? He ordered those companions, whilst pointing to a certain area, to go to this place, dig this well, or dig this area, and inshallah we'll get water from this. So what happened was, those people, they began to dig, and a heavy rock appeared. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he indicated towards this land. He said, dig this. When they started to dig, the problem was faced in front of them. They had this huge boulder, a huge rock in front of them. Seeing the effort, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he saw that they were struggling. They couldn't take this rock out. So what did Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala do? He dismounted his mule. He came towards this area. He put his fingers into the crack of this rock. And with his power, with his might, bestowed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took out this rock. And clear, crystal clear and pure water began gushing forth. Now, the entire battalion, they began to quench their thirst. They began to drink from this. They bought their animals. They bought others. They all drank and quenched their thirst. Now, the monk of this church, he was really surprised after witnessing this. And he asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, are you a prophet? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and his result and his response was in the negation. The monk then said, are you an angel? He said, of course not. He then asked, who are you? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, I am one of the companions of the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised me something important. Haven't only heard this much. Hazrat Ali was going to say something else, but the monk, after just hearing this, he recited the kalama, the article of faith, and he embraced Islam. Sayyidina Ali said, why has it taken you so long to embrace Islam? The monk said, it has been written in our books that there is a hidden stream next to the church, which will be revealed by a prophet or a companion of the prophet. And hence me and many other monks, we stayed in this church. We were waiting for this occurrence. Today my dream came true and I witnessed this great event. You uncovered the mystery of this hidden stream. Therefore I wholeheartedly embraced Islam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, after hearing such a great account, he wept so much to the extent that his blessed beard became drenched in tears. He then said, I have been mentioned even in their books. The monk became one of the companions of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an in war, and he died as a martyr while fighting. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an buried him himself and prayed for his forgiveness. Look at this great account. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is showing the miracle that was bestowed to him. But this also teaches us is that anybody who has any rank, who has any glandular or spendial in this world is due to their nisbah towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali was bestowed with such miracles, such karamat. Why? Because he was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was mentioned in these other books. Why? Because he was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love his blessed companions. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.